Good evening. Welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. I'm Brett Van Heekeren. Thank you so much for your company. Well, the programming of Alt.80s is not usually driven by birthdays, anniversaries, etc. But when an artist with whom I have so much admiration reaches a milestone, I'm going to happily acknowledge the occasion. Well, the month of September entered with the 75th birthday of electronic music pioneer John Fox. John was at the forefront of the synth movement since the early days of Ultravox in the late 1970s, a band that was truly ahead of their time. Recorded three records that pushed the boundaries of punk's aggression, mixed with some conventional rock instrumentation and some primitive synthesizers and some very esoteric German influences. The suite included the highly acclaimed Systems of Romance album. Once parting ways with the budding new wave band at the conclusion of their first US tour, he embarked on an adventurous and extremely influential solo career, exploring both cold minimalism and rich beauty over the course of several solo records. His debut solo record, Metamatic, has rightfully been cherished as one of the earliest synth masterpieces. And singles such as Underpass and No One Driving can still be heard in clubs across the world to date. He was always eager to push boundaries and explore textures. Fox released three more synth-driven records in the 80s, 1981's The Garden, 1983's The Golden Section, and 1985's In Mysterious Ways, before taking a lengthy hiatus from music. Well, this week on Alt.80s, we're going to take some highlights from those boundary-pushing 80s recordings, and we're going to kick it off with a very minimalistic, Metamatic, his debut solo album from 1980.
Metal beat. jazz. Echoes in rows. Talking at the same time. Big, big drum. Butterfly. Butterfly. Misty on the glass now. Rusty on the door.
Two tracks there from the debut solo album for John Fox. And the album's called Metamatic. The two tracks you heard were Underpass and Metal Beat, a name that he adopted for his own independent record label upon which many of his significantly early releases were released to the public. Metamatic, a bit of a departure from the mix of synthesizers and conventional rock instrumentation on his previous band, Ultravox, whom he left in 1979, and was a purely electronic album in sound. And in fact, John Fox said that he always wanted to strip things down to the simplest possible level. And he said, I think I got as far as I could with Metamatic. Many tracks on Metamatic only had 6 tracks. The album has rightfully been cherished as one of the earliest synth masterpieces. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. And tonight, the incredible Mr. Fox celebrating his, 75 years as a human being on this planet. Well, in 1981, John Fox escaped from the grey concrete of Metamatic, choosing instead to wade through overgrown European gardens, drift silently through the mist of fountains, and gaze at colours reflected through stained glass windows. That's certainly the rich imagery created through his second solo project called The Garden. The sound and subject matter of that album were informed by a number of factors, one being his Catholic upbringing and early exposure to Latin Mass and Gregorian chants, his exploration of English countryside, architecture and history, and that was certainly following the release of Metamatic, and the song Systems of Romance, which had been written during sessions for the Ultravox album of the same name, but wasn't actually included on that record, even though the title was used to title the album. Another connection with Systems of Romance was the welcome back of Ultravox guitarist Robin Simon. This is John Fox and The Garden.
Sister! We'll be right back. standing in the long light.
The magnificent title cut to John Fox's second debut album, The Garden. An album, as I said, rich with imagery of English countryside, historical ruins and Gregorian chants, really. Yeah, The Garden, that's The Garden. And before that you heard the tracks Europe After the Rain, which was a single lifted off the album, and Systems of Romance, which was a bit of homage to the final album he did with the band he founded. That is Ultravox. And, the welcome back of Ultravox guitarist Robin Simon on that track. And Robin Simon continued to come back and work with John Fox on many, many occasions. The Garden spent 6 weeks in the UK charts in 1981 and was quite a successful endeavour. As you can hear, very different sound, very lush compared to his very grey and sparse Metamatic. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. And tonight, the incredible Mr. Fox, 75 years of age, and playing some of his music he released through the 80s. We move on to 1983 now and his third album, The Golden Section, which was yet another change of direction, this time leaning, I guess, towards a more radio-friendly sound. He co-produced this one with a German producer called Zeus B. Held, and The Golden Section sees Fox going back to his teenage influences of The Beatles, Roxy Music, another 60s psychedelia, particularly early Pink Floyd. He's certainly not afraid to let those influences show on this album. Many of the songs absolutely glisten with Beatles-style harmonies and lyrics packed with a lot of emotion and feeling. He's a very sensitive guy, is John Fox, and all this is set against many of the layers of music, with synths present as ever against a bit of a backbone of some fairly typical 80s sounding electronic drums and guitar. Let's take some tracks from album number 3 from John Fox called The Golden Section.
That's all I want. edge of the day. Songs in the sand, hand on the door. I've been here so often before. In twilight's last gleaming, so smoky and gold. Glister and glow. I see you in strangers, in light on the sea, in twilight's last gleaming. We'll meet.
Tracks there from John Fox's 1983 album The Golden Section, released on the last day of September in 1983. 40 years old, kind of like last week. Pretty amazing, really. The tracks you heard were Twilight's Last Gleaming, Endlessly, a single lifted off the album, and Someone. And very Beatlesque, I'm sure you'll agree. This is Alt But 80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin, and tonight the music of the incredible Mr. Fox. We move on to our final album for this evening, and certainly his final album for the 1980s, but by no means his final album at all. And this is an album called In Mysterious Ways. Well, this saw John Fox's music evolve yet again. It turned out to be his last album for over a decade, and features some really highly romantic music, very similar to 1981's The Garden, but largely missing from this recording are many of the styles that Fox was known for, his glam-inspired work. This is more soulful and contemporary in sound. In fact, it's very, very Van Morrison in parts of the album. What's most distinctive about this album are Fox's vocals. They could well be his finest performance as a vocalist on this album. The songs are highly emotionally charged, and they're a fine showcase for his vocal diversity. Not the best songs he's ever written, but some amazing vocal work on this album from John Fox. Some tracks from In Mysterious Ways.
Oh, are blooming down the avenues. Looks like I came home just in time. Or a verse, and I'll always love you for your miracles, never for better or for worse. And all the leaves went tumbling down. There's a big yellow moon shining all over the town, and we walked by the river as you laughed and you pulled me around.
Two tracks there from John Fox and his album In Mysterious Ways, Stars on Fire, single listed off the album, and Enter the Angel. And after In Mysterious Ways, John Fox became really disillusioned with the music industry and, left it for about a decade. And during that decade-long musical hiatus, Fox explored his passion for graphic design as a professor at Leeds Metropolitan University. And never one to kind of shy away from music for too long, he began working with several acid house and electro acts in the early 90s before finally re-emerging as a solo artist in 1997 with a string of solo and collaborative records. And since then, Fox has remained heavily active, exploring ambient and experimental music, avant-garde and electronica. John Fox, not just a musician, an artist, a photographer, a graphic designer, a writer, teacher, and a lecturer. Far too talented for his own good, I have to say. And I'll leave you with a track from the Mysterious Ways album. This is called Morning Glory. Enjoy the incredible Mr. Fox.
Beside you, wherever you go, birds sing, bells ring, and every shiny, tiny, tender thing brings a
driving down the lanes, and I will spin down into your arms again, deep, deep in your arms again. Oh, we raise our hands to the rainy stars, breathing in the sweet morning lights, the warm and warming morning light. Oh, that's my delight in this season, for no reason. Down the hallway, and you're standing there so lovely in your morning doorway, standing oh so lovely in your morning glory, in your morning glory. And the last thing you say,
in your morning.